Okay, Torah in parts of Vayechi tells us that that Yaakov Avinu realized that he was going to pass away, so he called Yosef in, and he asked Yosef to take a shvuah. The shvuah was going to be al not tikbreni b'Mitzrayim v'shachafti mavosai. He asked him, "Can you please take me out of Mitzrayim? Can you please bring me to Eretz Yisrael? If it be possible, could you bury me in Eretz Yisrael?" There is a question as to why exactly Yaakov wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But what was so special? Why wasn't he willing to be buried in Mitzrayim? Rabbeinu Bechai points out, which is really what's already really meduyik in the Psukim, Yaakov really made two requests. One request was, "Don't bury me in Mitzrayim." Another request was, "And bury me in Eretz Yisrael in Maras Machpelah, im Avosai." So, I want to understand a little bit what really was motivating Yaakov Avinu to want to be buried where he was buried. So, Rashi, we'll quote four ideas. We'll try to share a couple of arrows on some of them. The first that Rashi suggests is that Yosef Yaakov didn't want to be in Mitzrayim because the Makos were going to come to Mitzrayim, Kinim. What was going to happen to the dirt? What would happen to his body there? He was nervous that it wouldn't be as protected in Mitzrayim because the Makos were going to come, and that's why Yaakov requested, you know, could you please have me not be buried in Mitzrayim? But Rashi quotes two other pshatim, each of which is also very interesting. One Rashi says, Yaakov was scared that if he'd be buried in Mitzrayim, they would turn him into an Avodah Zarah. That suddenly the people in Mitzrayim would know Yaakov was very special. Rashi even quotes that the famine was supposed to last longer, but once Yaakov came down to Mitzrayim, so the famine stopped. So Yaakov was someone that was perceived as very, very kadosh. He's the father of Yosef. And there was a concern that if he'd be buried there, they would turn him into some kind of an Avodah Zarah. The Lavat Rebbe points out in the Sefer in Rashi that what's really that concern? So part of that is that Shevet B'nai Noach, non-Jews are not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah. And Yaakov wanted to make sure that he wouldn't be used as to ensure that the non-Jews themselves would not worship Avodah Zarah. Others suggest that it's bad even if you are worshipped as an Avodah Zarah, even if you are not necessarily performing any actual Averas. But that seems to be part of the motivating factor for Rashi. That's an idea which, by the way, it happens to be the Babbage Rebbe in general thought that we have to encourage non-Jews to keep Shevet B'nai Noach and try to feel a very strong connection to it. And that may be at least part of what's going on here. So first answer was, Kinim, there are going to be Makos in Mitzrayim, there are going to be plagues in Mitzrayim. He didn't want to have his body buried there, where it's going to be a risk for being negatively impacted by that Makkah. Number two is that he was scared he was going to turn into Avodah Zarah. Third is an interesting one. Rashi quotes, it's based on the Gemara and the end of Maseches Ksubis, that eventually during Tchias HaMesim, so all the bodies are going to head over to Eretz Yisrael, and the Mesim and Chutz La'aretz are going to experience increased pain during Tchias HaMesim because of all the travel along the way. They're going to experience some increased pain, and Yaakov was not interested in experiencing that pain, and that's why Yaakov ended up going into, that's why Yaakov wanted to be buried into Eretz Yisrael. I saw a beautiful, it's a short Ha'ara, it's a cute one, of this in Alpert, who was Limudei Nisan, one of the great Talmidim of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shiva NYU, passed away in 1986, the same year as Rav Moshe. So this Nalper said, well, why is it that in Chutz La'aretz they have to go through more pain to get to Eretz Yisrael? Like, why did it have to be that way? So he said, well, it's because it's impossible to live in Chutz La'aretz. It's like your Tzioni Ha'ar of the day. It's impossible to live in Chutz La'aretz and not sin. And therefore, Mistama, they were deserving of greater pain in order to purify themselves, to be worthy of it. If I can say this on the side, I just joked before a second ago, but one thing which I like about it, I like insights like that when they come from Rabbanim that lived in America. When they come from people who are in Eretz Yisrael sometimes, it's like a triumphant, like, you guys sin, and therefore, that sometimes I have a harder time, like, swallowing. When it's like a vort said by a Jew who obviously felt the connection to Eretz Yisrael but was living in the Lower East Side, so that does what we do process a little bit differently. I did see an interesting question, and I'll just want to answer it quickly so I can really develop one idea at greater length. But the Gemara in Ksubis says that from Eretz Yisrael, they have to travel to Yerushalayim. So Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, but from Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim. So some of the Mefarshim ask, so why is Yaakov Avinu asking to be buried in Hebron? I understand you don't want to be in Mitzrayim, because I don't want to have to go through the whole process. But once what's motivating you is not to be in Chutz La'aretz, so why aren't you asked to be buried in Yerushalayim? Why are you Dafka requesting to be buried in Hebron? So I saw one idea that is it's interesting, Ha'ara. Sefer Pardes Yosef quotes a Marsha. The Marsha in Baba Basra on Daf Ayin Hey quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says that La'asid Lavo, Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim is going to expand. And what's Yushalayim today is going to be filled entirely with the Beis HaMikdash. and Yerushalayim is going to become like as large as all of Eretz Yisrael. So suggest the Pardes Yosef, that was Yaakov's cheshbon. Yaakov said, I'm worried about La'asid Lavo. I'm worried about the end of days during Tchias HaMesim. But the Medrash says in the end of days that Yerushalayim is going to spread to cover all of Eretz Yisrael. So since it's going to cover all of Eretz Yisrael, so then even in Chevron it's going to be like Yerushalayim as far as Tchias HaMesim goes, and I really should be okay. Let's just chaz what we said so far, because I want to develop what is an additional idea, but I think it's a very, very powerful comment of Rehearsed. What we tried to point out, Rashi just quotes three different opinions as to why exactly Yaakov wanted to be buried there. So Rabbi Nechai points out again, there are two different categories. Some are, why not Mitzrayim, and some are, why Eretz Yisrael. One is, why not Mitzrayim, because of the Makos. Why not Mitzrayim? They would worship him as they would worship him like a god. Or he didn't want to have to go through this process of Tchias HaMesim, of his body sort of traveling to Eretz Yisrael. It's going to cause more pain. That's why for many people we have a minhag, maybe of the Magnates, and they live in the Chutz Lars their whole lives. They want to make sure that they're going to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It's something special as far as Tchias HaMesim goes. The Medrash HaGadol, though, has an additional pshat. The Medrash says like this. Yaakov was concerned that if he would be buried in Mitzrayim, the Jews would think, so it must be that Mitzrayim is also Kadosh. And the Jews would be okay staying in Mitzrayim. That they'd be totally okay with it. That part of what Yaakov was trying to give over to his children was that in the future, it's important that people recognize Eretz Yisrael is really the place. Eretz Yisrael is really where it's at. And because Eretz Yisrael is where it's at, he has to be buried there. Mitzrayim is not Kadosh, and therefore he can't be buried in Mitzrayim. Rav Hirsch has a very similar idea with an additional twist. Many of the Mefarshim are bothered by the fact that Yaakov felt the need to make Yosef take a shvua. Yosef, I'm not just asking you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Please take a shvua that you're going to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Simna yadcha tachas yirechi. Why exactly would he feel the need to have him take a shvua? He doesn't trust Yosef on his own. So the Ramban suggests that it's a way of strengthening Yosef's claim when he speaks to Paro. Paro's not going to want Yosef to bury Yaakov in Eretz Yisrael. But if Yosef would say, what can I do? Yaakov made me take a shvua, so Paro would be more likely to acquiesce and to allow him to go and bury him in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Hirsch offers a different suggestion, I believe. I think this is how you read him, and it's one which is very powerful. Yaakov realized like this. He knew they'd already been in Mitzrayim for a while. Were in Mitzrayim for years. And Yaakov looks around and he's a little bit concerned, because he's concerned that Bnei Yisrael are going to get used to this life in Gullus. This life in Gullus is not a bad life. Yosef's in charge, and it's a life which in many ways is very, very pleasant. It's a life in which they're really being taken care of. It's a life, says Rav Hirsch, where you can forget a little bit that you're really in Gullus. You can forget a little bit that you're really that you're in Gullus. And therefore, there was a bit of a concern. So what did Yaakov want to do? The real motive could lie much deeper, said Rav Hirsch. His family was there for 17 years. He could have noticed what a powerful influence was beginning, that this land of Mitzrayim was beginning to have on his descendants. That they could find their stay in Egypt not to be a gullus at all. So what did Yaakov want to do? He wanted to make it an intense shvua, to say, I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. What he was trying to say was as follows, quote, you hope and wish to live in Egypt. I do not wish even to be buried there. You want to live in Egypt? You look at Egypt as if it's your place to be. I'm not even interested in being here while I'm dead. Bring me back to Eretz Yisrael. That is my real place. Part of what Yaakov was trying to convey to his descendants was Eretz Yisrael, that's really our location. What's interesting, just we have time? Yeah. What's interesting is that the Ishbitzer in the end of Parshas Vayigash points out that if you look in the Psukim, it's really in the Psukim already. The Meir Shilach points out that Yaakov's scared to go down to Eretz to Mitzrayim. And part of what comforts him is the fact that the Ribono Shalom appears to tell Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov, when you go down to Mitzrayim, I'm going to be with you, and it's going to be like you're in Eretz Yisrael, even when you're in Mitzrayim. That even if technically you happen to be in Egypt, I'm going to be with you like it's always in Eretz Yisrael. Part of what gave Yaakov the koach to always recognize the significance, the importance of Eretz Yisrael, was before when he left Eretz Yisrael, he knew, I want to take Eretz Yisrael with me. And the whole time that he was there, he had a very clear sense of priority. And that was a priority. And that's one of the things that he wanted to convey to his children. You may want to live here. I'm not interested in being here at all. So what we see are a couple interesting ideas. Yaakov desires to be buried, not in Mitzrayim, but to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, in Maras Machpelah. We saw that there's some insight, why exactly? Some concerns about what it means to be in Mitzrayim, some concerns if he's going to be worshipped as in the Avodah Zarah. It's also Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah Noach. He's concerned with the Mitzrim. He doesn't want them violating Averas. Or it's more of a Tzchias HaMesim kind of an idea. He thought going to Chevron would suffice, not a need to go all the way to Eretz Yisrael. But he wanted to be a little bit closer. But the additional idea of the Metzvah Gadol, what Yaakov was trying to communicate was something much more basic, and that is the importance of Eretz Yisrael. Mitzrayim's not Kadosh. And if he were buried there, people would think that it was Kadosh. And he wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael as a statement. And for rehearse, the purpose of the Shvuah was not because Yosef wasn't going to do it, and it wasn't so they could make a good claim to Paro. It was to convey in a very intense way to his descendants, I don't want to be here. I want to be able to be in Eretz Yisrael. A very, very powerful idea that Maharal writes in Netzach Yisrael, that the natural place of all Jews is to be in Eretz Yisrael. That's our natural home. It's one of the enduring messages that Yaakov wants to give in Parshas Vayechi, and it's certainly an important one before we begin Sefer Shmos. Sefer Shmos is all about going into Mitzrayim, and part of what's supposed to sustain us is the belief and the understanding that our real place is always Eretz Yisrael. Shkaya, have a wonderful night.